Titan a kick weight with modern punch and vintage soul in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB vibes, beginner lesson, and we're doing it in a way that also sets up a kick-focused riser into the drop. Alright, load up Ableton Live 12 and let's lock into that classic jungle pocket first. Step 0. Set the vibe. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 170 BPM. That range just naturally speaks old school without you fighting the groove. Now make a super simple one-bar loop to start. Put a kick on beat 1, and a snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep it basic. We're not trying to write the whole tune yet. We are building a kick that can sit next to breaks like the Amen or Think without turning into a low-end argument. Quick mindset tip before we touch any plugins. Solo is for fixing, but context is for choosing. So yes, we'll solo the kick when we need to diagnose stuff, but you'll make better decisions if you keep a quiet break and a quiet bass playing while you shape the kick. Jungle kicks can sound kind of too clicky on their own, then perfectly right the second the break comes in. Step 1. Choose two kick sources. We're layering. Create two audio tracks. Track 1 is kick body. This is your low layer. Pick a kick sample that has a strong fundamental, usually somewhere around 50 to 80 Hz, and ideally not too much click. We want it confident, not noisy. Track 2 is kick top. This is your character layer. Choose something with a nice transient, maybe even a gritty sample top. If it feels a bit like vinyl, a bit like rave era sampling, that's actually a win here. For warping, these are one shots. Most of the time, turn warp off. Cleaner, simpler. If the timing feels weird, you can keep warp on and use beats mode, but don't overcomplicate it. Step 2. Tighten the envelope so the kick is short and punchy. Let's start on kick body. Add utility first. The goal here is simple. Keep the low end centered and controlled. If your version shows bass mono, great, enable it. If not, just remember, we're not trying to make the sub wide. Wide subs feel impressive for 2 seconds and then fall apart in mono and on big systems. Now go to the clip controls for the kick body sample. If you're getting an audible click at the very start, add a tiny fade in, like 0 to 2 milliseconds. Tiny, don't sand off the transient. Also check the tail. If it's long, shorten it. In jungle and DNB, a kick that rings out too long will smear the groove and step on your rolling bass. The kick should push air, not hum like an 808 note. Now add drum bass on kick body. This is one of the fastest ways to get modern punch without going into complicated chains. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15% as a starting point. Turn boom on, and set the boom frequency around 55 to 70 Hz. Keep the amount subtle. Maybe 5 to 20%. You're not trying to create a new sub, you're just supporting the weight. Then push the transient up, maybe plus 10 to plus 30. Listen for that feeling of the kick stepping forward without becoming louder and flatter. Now move to kick top. Add auto filter. Set it to high pass mode and cut everything below roughly 150 to 300 Hz. The exact number depends on your samples, but the concept is non-negotiable. The top layer should not compete with the body in the low end. It's there for definition and vibe. After the filter, add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. If you need it to speak on small speakers, try the color option. But be careful. If the top gets spitty or harsh, you've gone a little too far. In that case, back off the drive and let EQ do a tiny lift later instead. Coach note. Use Spectrum or EQ8's analyzer as a reality check. If the kick feels weak in the drop but your fundamental is already strong, the fix usually isn't more sub. It's usually more transient definition around 2 to 6 kHz, or clearing out low-mid clutter around 150 to 350 hc. Step 3. Phase and timing alignment. This is a massive weight upgrade. Zoom in on the waveform of both kick layers. We want the transient peaks to land together in a satisfying way. Now nudge the kick top slightly earlier or later. Think milliseconds, not grid lines. You can do this by sliding the audio in the arrangement, or by using track delay. Try offsets between about minus 5 milliseconds and plus 5 milliseconds. Here's the trick. Don't just listen for louder. Listen for thicker and more solid. When it locks, the kick suddenly feels like one sound, not two sounds stacked. If you add the top layer and the kick gets thinner, that's a classic phase conflict. Two quick fixes. First, keep nudging timing until it gets fatter. Second, try polarity inversion. Add a utility on kick top and flip phase, left and right. Even though you high pass the top, the phase relationship can still change the perceived punch in the low mids. Keep whichever setting gives you more knock and confidence. Extra groove tip. If you're layering this with a break and the kick is fighting the break's low thump, Try nudging your kick slightly later, like 3 to 10 milliseconds. That tiny delay can make the whole groove feel deeper without changing the pattern. Step 4. Create a kick bus so both layers feel like one instrument. Select kick body and kick top, group them, and name the group kick bus. On the kick bus, we'll do a simple chain that works in a ton of tracks. First, EQ 8. Add a high pass filter around 25 to 30 Hz to remove useless rumble. That rumble eats headroom and doesn't translate. If it's muddy, dip gently around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe minus 1 to minus 3 dB with a wide curve. If it needs a little snap, you can do a gentle shelf boost around 3 to 6 kHz, just 1 or 2 dB, and only if it's not getting harsh. Second, glue compressor. Set the attack to about 10 milliseconds. That lets the transient through, which is basically the whole point. Release on auto for an easy musical response. Ratio 2 to 1. Now aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. We're gluing, not crushing. If there's a soft clip option available here, you can turn it on gently. Optional third, drum bus on the bus, but keep it subtle. Drive 2 to 5%, transient plus 5 to plus 15. Think of this as glue dirt. Old school soul comes from gentle saturation and natural transient shaping, not smashing the kick flat. Important habit, /B your processing level matched. After you add glue, drum bus, saturator, whatever, pull the output down so bypassed and enabled feel roughly the same loudness. Otherwise, your brain will pick louder every time and call it better. Step 5. Add vintage soul without losing modern punch. You've got a few safe options. Option A, a tiny vinyl-ish texture. Put Redux very gently on the kick top or on the bus. You can try bit reduction around 12 to 14 bits. Keep downsampling off or minimal. Then EQ after it if it gets edgy. Option B, classic sampler style roundness. A light saturator on the bus. Maybe 1 to 3 dB drive with soft clip on. This gives you that sampled into hardware feel without wrecking the sub. Option C, a hint of room, but do it the safe way. Make a return track with hybrid reverb. Choose a small room, decay around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. High pass inside the reverb, something like 200 to 400 Hz. Then send just a tiny bit of kick to it. Think old record space, not reverb kick. And one more golden rule, don't chase huge with one plugin. In old school DNB, big is usually tight envelope, correct timing, controlled low end, and just a little harmonic grit. Now we hit the category focus. Build a kick riser into the drop. This is where the kick itself creates tension, like classic jungle lead-ins. Make an 8-bar pre-drop section before your drop. Duplicate your kick pattern into that section, but start sparse. Then gradually increase density as you approach the drop. In bars 7 and 8, we'll do a kick roll ramp. Use 16th note kicks for a bar, then push to 32 and ES for the last half bar. If you're feeling that shuffle, you can use triplets, but don't get lost. The goal is energy. Now add motion using automation, and this is the fun part. We're going to make the low end arrive at the drop. Put an auto filter on the kick bus, or on the kick top if you prefer. Here's the move. Start with the cutoff higher, like around 250 Hz, so it's kind of thin in the build. Then automate the cutoff downwards over the 8 bars so that right before the drop you're down around 80 to 120 Hz. That means the low end shows up at the last moment, and the drop hits harder even if the volume didn't jump much. Next, automate drive. On saturator or drum bus, slowly increase the drive by a small amount over the 8 bars, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Tiny moves. You want excitement, not fuzz. Also automate a slight volume ramp, maybe plus 0.5 to plus 1.5 dB into the final bar. Do not clip. If you're clipping, the impact you're hearing is just distortion and headroom loss. Optional, but extremely effective. The micro stop. In the last eighth note or quarter note before the drop, mute the kick bus or cut the audio. That tiny moment of silence makes the drop feel physically bigger because the listener's ear resets. Arrangement coach trick. If you're using a break, you can thin the break's low end slightly during the last couple bars while the kick roll happens, then restore the break at the drop. The kick feels massive because it temporarily owns the low end. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. If your kick tail is too long, it will overlap and smear, especially with a rolling bass line. If you layer without filtering, you'll lose punch because both samples fight in the lows. If you saturate the sub too much, it can sound loud in your room and collapse on big systems. If you compress with an ultra-fast attack, like 0 to 1 millisecond, you'll kill the transient and the kick turns papery. And if your riser is only getting louder but not more exciting, automate tone changes like filter and drive, not just volume. Quick pro tips: if you want darker, heavier DNB energy, consider tuning your kick body a little. Common targets are around 55 Hz for A, 65 Hz for C, or 73 Hz for D. Not mandatory, but it can stop the kick and bass from arguing. Sidechain your bass to the kick using the stock compressor. Ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of ducking so the kick has space. Keep the sub mono. Utility is your friend. And if you want aggressive presence without destroying low end, try parallel dirt. Make a return track, put saturator on it with heavy drive like 8 to 12 dB, then EQ it with a high pass around 150 Hz. Send a little of the kick to that return. You'll get grit in the mids while the actual sub stays clean.